So it's really a community portrait project. We went out into the city to 8 locations. We photographed 450 Indianapolis residents. The only requirements for participation were being over 18 and being living in the Indy area. And the exhibition will display all of the portraits and also play an audio reel. We asked each person the same question, and we selected some of our favorite answers and put those together.
Where do I wish to wake up tomorrow? Tomorrow I like to wake up in the arms of my wife, Michelle Yvette Ridley. That's where I wish to wake up. My wife's had a stroke, so I just want to be close to her. That's all. That's my wish, is to be close to her as much as possible. You know, she just turned 50, and I want 50 more years. I've been married 26, so.
And then sometimes you got really unexpected, very heart-wrenching answers, depending on what was going on in someone's life.
So cheesy, but I think I want to wake up in my childhood room in my mom and dad's house. Just comfort, nostalgic, new chapter in my life. I'm going to become a father in the next couple weeks. I've been thinking more and more about my own childhood and my parents, and definitely feel like I'd want to wake up in their house for one last time before I start my own family.
The answers that really struck me were the ones that were just a little more emotional. And I always love, and we did get some of these, you know, the people who say, in my bed, life is great. I'm happy. I'm content. You know, I want to wake up in my bed where I live with my family.
Where would I wish to wake up tomorrow? Safe and sound and healthy in my bed, knowing that the rest of my friends and family are just as safe and healthy as I am.
Where would I wish? Well, for one, I wish to wake up alive on this side of the dirt, but, you know, this has been a good place. Indianapolis has been good. I don't mind waking up here at all. So, I mean, we could all say someplace that we've always dreamt of, but this has been a good city to live in. So I don't mind waking up here every day.
I wish to wake up tomorrow in my bed because it's home. I was in Louisiana. So when I came to Indianapolis, that's when Katrina happened and my house got destroyed. So I guess coming to Indianapolis kind of saved my life in a way. So.
I didn't realize how wonderful and rewarding and quite frankly fun the whole process of creating this project was going to be. It sounds a little cliche, but you know, I say this project is about building community, and it really has been that every step of the way. I think that's kind of, for me, the surprise. It's just that it really has been about making connections. It's really, yeah, in the ways that I had hoped, but in so many other ways that I didn't anticipate.